Hey friends, welcome to the Drivecast, a daily podcast designed to help us read it in, pray it up, and live it out. My name's Dan, and I serve as the teaching pastor for our Worthington campus. Today, on Fridays, we're practicing lament. And as we've been continuing in our series on relationships, we're going to focus our lament specifically on friendship. It was old, and yet it was new. It was a well-established rule that the second most important commandment of the Mosaic Law was to love your neighbor as yourself. And they got the neighbor part right. Jesus' story of the Good Samaritan has been as challenging as it was eye-opening, but this was more. The standard of loving one's neighbor had always been the individual's love for himself. But now Jesus told his disciples to go and love one another even as I have loved you, or he loved them. When he said this to his disciples, they were eating their last Passover meal with him in the upper room, but Jesus wanted it to sink deep into their hearts, and so he would repeat the charge a few hours later on the way to Gethsemane. He said this, "This is my commandment, that you love one another just as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that one lay down his life for his friends." The full weight of this ask would not likely register to them until much later on. But within 12 hours, he would personally demonstrate this new standard, a perfect, unconditional love that meets the needs of others. A love sacrificial enough to die. They were being asked not just to love out of inconvenience, they were being called to pain, if that's what it would look like to love. It's this kind of love that is the foundation of unity, what it takes for the church to be one. I find it so interesting, and maybe we overlook this too quickly, that Jesus redefines the relationship with his disciples, not as ones of servant, but as one of friends. Friends is such an interesting category for us today, and sometimes I think we move right past just how jarring these words really were. The primary story that would have been first come to mind in the Jewish imagination of Jesus' original hearers, his disciples, would have been the friendship between David and Jonathan in 1 Samuel 18 and 20. And what's so striking about that type of friendship described in the Old Testament between David and Jonathan is the level of intimacy shown between friends, which is not a word we apply to friendship today. And yet this is exactly what Jesus would have been referencing when he talked about friends and friendship here in John chapter 13 and John chapter 15. I think it's remarkable that he would now choose to call us friends. And what he's doing is inviting us into a greater depth of spiritual intimacy with him. It's absolutely astounding. And yet as we lament today, we remember that for so many of us, we have set aside any type of intimacy with Jesus and have kept him at a distance. But he longs for something more true, more real, a depth of relationship that we can only imagine. He invites us to true and real friendship. Let's take a moment and put into practice our lament. And this may come in the form of a prayer through me, which you can pray back, or you can take some of these themes and pray them back to the Lord in your own time. Let's pray this together. Lord, you are asking, commanding even, an impossible thing from us. But you know that. You know we can't do it on our own. It's hard enough to love our enemies outside the church, but what about when it's a dear brother or sister in Christ who wounds us deeply? When they fail to assume our best intent and get it wrong? When passion for righteousness is misplaced and used to justify unkind, destructive actions. When the weight of words is forgotten and lies, slander, gossip, exaggeration, boasting, murmuring, anger, or impatient words come out instead of words that make hearts stronger. These can often shatter friendships and break our hearts and spirits so badly that we are emptied of our joy and ability to serve, useless to ourselves, to the world around us. And so the damage is magnified. Lord, we know it is only by your Spirit inside of us that we can love others as you have loved us. Will you empower us now? We recognize that it is not an affectionate feeling you are commanding us, but a steady wish for the loved person's ultimate good as far as it can be obtained. Lord, help us desire their ultimate good and give us the willingness to act past the point of inconvenience, to the point of pain and even death, if that is what is necessary, to love well. Will you then give us the courage, strength, and wisdom to work toward redeeming and restoring what is broken at your Spirit's leading? Lord, will you pour out your Spirit so that our love may increase and abound for one another in such an incredible way that the world will see and know that we are yours? In Jesus' name, amen. Friends, thanks for tuning into the Drivecast. We'll see you back here tomorrow.